Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Biracials and Israelites. How do they compare? Who are the biracials? And I think we all know that already. I need not go into that. And who are the Israelites? Now, there are many that I know who do not know who the Israelites are. There are many Israelites that I know that do not know that they are Israelites. Israelite come from. And these are other questions that I have here. Are there Israelites in America? Are there biracials in America? Are the two biracials and Israelites the same? Are the two treated the same in America, United States of America? Ways are they different? Are Israelites an extant people, or were they all wiped out long time ago by the Gentiles who invaded their land? Now, let me say this first. By Israelite, I refer to those people who are descendants of the black people who the Gentiles wage war against. They overcame them, they conquered them, and many of those first Israelites, as the Bible calls them, or black people that the Gentiles did not kill or murder, a remnant in the nations or into the nations or the nations of the Gentiles. Gentiles, alias white people. The white people, those who call themselves white people, in the Bible, they are referred to as Gentiles. They are called Gentiles. All right? So you wonder why I call so-called white people Gentiles. There's a Bible basis for that. And the Gentiles, those white people, they know that they are called Gentiles. They know that. Now, there are many other people who don't know that. I just happened to find it out a long time ago, listening to a world-renowned Gentile minister. Okay, so those are some of the questions. Also, here are some terms that you may hear on TV and as you talk to people or hear others talk, such as people of color. Now, I know they have an explanation for that. I know they have a list of those who fall under what they call people of color. I have never heard anyone say, now these are the people of color that we are referring to. I never heard that done. You may have. I have not. So that's a term of, let's say, somewhat confusion to me. Now, I have an idea. Of course I have an idea okay, people of color. Then there's the term black people, another somewhat term of confusion to me, because I know that there are black people with respect to their color, dark skin. They are dark-skinned people. Also, by listening to TV largely, that the biracials come on TV and they exploit their goods and products under the name black people. But they are not black. They don't even look anything like black, you know. And then there are black people who call black people. So it's a term somewhat of confusion, and I think that is intended. Are there biracials? The answer is yes or no. Are there Israelites in present-day America? Yes, they are. Okay, so two terms of confusion so far. And actually lying, okay? If I call myself a biracial, people would say, Tony, you're crazy. You're not a biracial. You don't even look like a biracial. That's what they'll say. You don't look like a biracial, okay? A biracial, openly. Well, why do biracials come on TV who don't look anything like a black person get by with saying they are black? Different set of rules, okay? Meant to deceive. Biracial is a description. Black people is a description. Israelite is a name. Israelite is a name, or Israelites is a name of a people, okay? White people, so since we're talking about colors here, I don't have this in my outline, but white people, are they white? Obviously, no, they are not white. Well, why are they called white people? What does that signify? But they have a name, Gentiles. Why don't they openly call themselves Gentiles? And they say they respect the Bible. And they know that the Bible calls them Gentiles. They know this. They have good, plain knowledge of that. Okay? So, the Gentiles call themselves white people when they are not white. Biracials, those famous ones on TV and all, those in the music industry and all, call themselves black. Now, something is either true or false. There is no in between. Okay? Just like if I said I was white, people would say, no, Tommy, you're crazy. You lost your mind. You know, you lost it. Well, Gentiles call themselves white, and nobody complains about it when they're not white. Now, you may say, Tommy, well, why are you making a big matter out of that? Well, what is truth? The King James Bible asks the question, what is truth? Okay? A thing is either true or it's not true. And when it's not true, why does it go on? If a biracial is not black or dark in color, complexion, then why do they get by with saying they are black when it's obvious they are not black? What is going on? What in the world is going on? Well, biracials, Gentiles, alias white people, okay? Now, let's get into it. I wanted to just spend maybe 10 minutes on this or so, but I'm sensing that this is going to probably be the full episode. Okay, on this issue, because I do have other things written down that I want to bring forth. So, we know that the Israelites, just in real life in America, the Israelites are a debased people in America. They were brought down by the Gentiles, okay? All right? And in some instances, the biracials may have aided them. But I know for sure, and the Bible even says this, that the Israelites were brought down by the Gentiles. Where did they come from? I'll answer my first one of my first questions. Where are the Israelites? Some Israelites are in America. Some are in the UK and in other nations of the Gentiles. Okay? The Bible even says that. And one cannot deny that there are no Israelites. One cannot say that there are no Israelites in America, because there are. Descendants of those original black people who were taken into captivity by the Gentiles, made to do slave labor by the Gentiles and for the Gentiles. Okay, later on they were released from slavery, but they were not released from their captive state. Okay, so where did these Israelites come from? All I can say is, I don't know. Now, of course, I was taught when I was in grade school and all coming up and all that the black people, the slaves, you know, came from Africa. I'm not debating that. That might be true. It may not be true. Africa is a large continent. So what specific geographical location did these black people or Israelites come from? I don't know. Why? Because the Gentiles haven't told us. That's simple, isn't it? Because the Gentiles haven't told us. All I've ever heard them say was, you come from Africa. All right? May be true, may not be true. I'm not debating that. All right? So who are they? I've answered that question. They are descendants of the group that I pointed out. Where are they? They are scattered in the nations of the Gentiles. Now, all of this the Bible says, okay, and teaches. It's in the book, scattered in the nations of the Gentiles, America, United States of America, being one such nation. So that answers the question, where are they? They are scattered in America and other nations. Debased, brought low by the Gentiles, a rejected people. A rejected and gullible people. That's a description of the Israelites today. It's not a good description. It's from what I can see in all my research and study of the matter for some years, some number of years, are that rejected by society. You know the word ostracized. Black people are ostracized. Biracials are not ostracized in America. Okay. Biracials are accepted in America. Okay. Black people are here by the Gentiles' will, but they are still rejected. They don't have full rights. Now, somebody can say, okay, Tommy, all American citizens have full rights. No, they don't. And it's evident. Black people, the Israelites, do not have the same rights as other people. They don't. In America, no black congressperson, no Israelite congressperson of the Israelites are in captivity, held in the enemy's land. Are those pluses or minuses? Well, it all depends on who you are, whether it's a plus or a minus. Depends on who you are. All right, so let's get to, let me read these questions again here and then I'll go on. Are there Israelites in America? Yes. Israelite is a name. Are there biracials in America? Yes. Biracial is a description. Are the two the same? No. and is an obvious no. Are the two treated the same in America? Again, no. An obvious no. Gentiles know it. Biracials know it. Black people seem to have a problem with it. Black people I talk to, people seem to have a problem with the question, are the two, biracials and Israelites, are black people the same? Every black that I've heard say, well, I won't even go into that, okay, just the questions. And then this, are the two treated the same in America? And then this question, in what ways are the two, biracials and Israelites, different? Okay, and that will be the meat of this matter, biracials and Israelites and Gentiles. Is this a racial thing? I will answer that. No. It's no racial thing, although it is about different races, of course, but it's not a bad thing. It's not me teaching racism. No. This has to do with facts. This has to do with truth. And as you see in the juxtapositions that I will present, that all these things are true. All the juxtapositions I will present, you will see and agree that they are true. Am I teaching hate because I'm talking about biracials and Israelites? Nonsense. No. Again, I'm teaching facts. I'm setting forth facts, actual things that exist and happen and are happening now today. Facts that anyone can see and understand. Facts, not racism, not hatred, but facts, true facts. So, with that, let's get into it. I'll set forth juxtapositions. I'll say something about, say, the biracials, and put beside it a thing about Israelites. And you'll see whether, according to these things, whether the two groups are the same, whether the two groups are in partnership with one another, or maybe one group may be in partnership with another group. We're just going to see some things that are actually taking place in the United States of America, which says in one of its documents, with liberty and justice for all. That's what they say. And I wonder about that. When that was written, white people were not considered, the Israelites were not considered people. They were not considered human beings. You know? Oh, there's nothing to laugh at. That's a serious thing. Okay? Yes. The Israelites were excluded from that. They were slaves, treated less than animals, and that seems to keep going today. Today, yes. Okay, let's start. Which is the first one? Here is number one. Biracials are in their homeland. Okay. I've never heard someone say that, but they are. Biracials on TV, famous people and all, holders of great positions and all. They claim America is their homeland. But that's choice. That's by their own choice. So biracials are in their homeland, wherever they may be, whether it's UK or what. They decided that that would be their homeland. On the other hand, beside that, Israelites have no homeland. Remember I said earlier? The Israelites are in the nations of their enemies. the Israelites don't know where they come from that earlier. They can't say, well, we are from my ancestors. Me and my ancestors are from this specific geographical location in this place. The Israelites can't say that. All knowledge has been taken away from the Israelites of any of their past, their ancestors, their geography, their government, whatever. All that knowledge has been taken away from them as they have been taken away from their own homeland. So, number one here, biracials have a homeland by choice. Israelites have no homeland, not of their own choosing. All right? The King James Bible even says the Israelites have no homeland, okay? That they know of, that they know, okay? Number two, of course, they formerly did have a homeland. Okay. But they have no homeland now since the invasion of the Gentiles, okay, and the conquest of the Gentiles. They are a homeless, displaced people. Israelites are displaced. Biracials are not displaced. Number two, Israelites in America have a voice. I'm sorry. Let me read number two again because I want this to be clear. Biracials in America have a voice. If you don't believe it, then you must not watch television. Biracials have a voice in America. In America, Israelites have no voice. One group has a voice in America, the other group doesn't. Speaking of the biracials and the Gentiles, and biracials and the Israelites. Number three, the biracials' voice is heard in America. Israelites have no voice to be heard. Israelites don't have a platform or anything. Biracials have advocate groups. They have, just put it like this, the biracials have the things that the Gentiles have. Okay? So in America, I don't care what the biracials say on TV, in America they have a voice. If they did not, they would not be on American television. Get that. The biracials in there protesting and all and say, their voice is not heard and all. If their voice was not heard, they would not be on TV. Okay? So number three says, biracial's voice is heard in America. On the other hand, the Israelites have no voice to be heard. They have no platform. Nobody's going to support them in their being heard. All the Israelites have is depression. Number four, biracials are unified. Now, every one of these things is important. Biracials are unified. On the other hand, Israelites have no unity. The Gentiles long ago destroyed the unity of the Israelites. And the Israelites have not regained their unity. Like in America. Biracials are unified. They have a platform. They have an agenda. Whereas it's the complete opposite for the Israelites. They have no platform, no agenda, no unity. Because in order to have those things, you first must have unity. You must unify. Black people have never been able to unify. Let's put it like this. In America, since the abolition of slavery, black people have not unified themselves in America, which calls itself the land of the free and the home of the brave. All right. One group is unified, the other one is not. Number five, biracials have an agenda. Okay, I read that one, didn't I? Well, I included number 5 in number 4. So, but let me read it anyway. Biracials have an agenda. Israelites have no unity, therefore no agenda. Number 6, biracials have representation in Congress in the United States of America. Let me read that again because some noise went by. In America, the biracials have representation in Congress, the U.S. Congress. Not so with the Israelites. Israelites have no representation in Congress. There's no one in Congress, probably, that isn't an Israelite, and even if there is, he does not represent the Israelites, or she. Okay? There's no representation in United States Congress with respect to the Israelites. No representation. Because if there were, you would have the Israelites saying, look here, the Israelites are in captivity in their enemy's land. We must have by right our own land, a land that we can call our own because you Gentiles took us away from our own land. So we must be restored a land that we can call our own. Okay. For the haters of the Israelites, this is not important. For the haters of the Israelites, people who have no regard for the Israelites, the only group in America that is here, not by their own choosing. The only group in America that is not properly represented in the United States Congress. Remember, look here. In America, the Israelites are not even called by their name Israelites. The Gentiles know that the King James Bible, that in the King James Bible, these black people are called Israelites. The Gentiles know that. They don't even call the Israelites by their Bible, King James Bible given name. That's how much respect the Israelites get in America. Won't even be called by their name. All of why their enemies are saying they love the Bible. All of why the enemies are saying they love God. Okay, let's move on. I got to move faster. My time is going. Number 7. Biracials have access to all kinds of positions in America, all the way up to the President of the United States. In America, the Israelites have access. Their access is very limited. They are not going to get up to President of the United States. They have not even attained representation in Congress. We're talking about the differences that exist between biracials in America and the Israelites. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. All right, let's move on. So the number 7, biracials have access to all kinds of positions, whereas Israelites do not. We know that. There are many jobs in America that are set aside for biracials. We know that there are many set aside for Gentiles. We know that. My finding was that there are many jobs set aside for biracials, a middle class. 3 groups of people, Gentiles that I talk about, Gentiles, biracials, Israelites. The biracials form that middle group that have access to certain jobs and positions of power and honor that Israelites do not have. That's a fact. I mean, anybody can check these things out. But I think the average person knows that these things that I'm saying and presenting are true. All right, let's move on. Number 8, biracials have famous artists. Now, listen to this. Biracials have famous artists, such as singers and musicians and all. The Israelites have no famous artists. no famous singers, no famous musicians. I have done a test, and every now and then when I get the chance, I'll do it again. I'll ask an Israelite to name a famous black person. That's what I say because, like I said, most of them don't even know what an Israelite is. So I'll ask them, name a famous female black artist. And to the date, to this day, every time I've asked that question, I've always gotten a biracial response. And I'll have to tell them, that is a biracial. Name a famous female, a famous black female artist. The ones I've asked, they haven't been able to do it. And if they come up with somebody that I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because the question is saying name someone famous that the average person knows or has heard of, you know. Famous. We know what famous means. Okay. But I haven't had one to just come off and say, Tommy, this is a famous black person, and it's found to be so. All right? In America. Moving on. I wouldn't say all of these are small things. I would say every one of these things is a big one because the question can be raised, why are there not any black famous singers? Why is there not any famous female singer? So when you ask the question, name a famous black female singer, that one can give a correct answer. Why? It shows that, well, let me just go through these items, okay? It's more that I can say, but stick to the script here. Okay. These things speak for themselves. Number 9, biracials were never enslaved by the Gentiles. I know what is taught in America with regard to this. The biracials were not enslaved. The biracials were not enslaved, and I'll let it go with that, whereas the Israelites were enslaved by the Gentiles. All right. Number 10, biracials are on TV, in commercials, and some even on networks. The Israelites are not on American TV, on no networks, and they are in no commercials on American television. Isn't that something? Whereas biracials are. Biracials are in all kinds of shows. Biracials are, you have biracials news anchors and all like that. Don Lemon and all. You have, then there's Oprah Winfrey. Then there is Family Feud Man. And, you know, you see biracials 24 hours a day on TV. Whereas you don't see Israelites at all on TV. Now, put makeup on a biracial peer or her appear as though they are black. But in America, Israelites are not used on TV. That's a rule. That's a rule which the Gentiles respect, and that's a rule which the biracials respect and conform to. Remember, there are biracial programs on TV. Do they have black people? Do they have Israelites? No, they don't. Think of Israelites. You need to see them in real life. You know, I'll pull up the pictures of someone and somebody said, well, so-and-so is an Israelite or a black person. And then I go online and look and see them when they are not in their role. You know what I'm saying? And you see what they really look like. And I've had some people to be surprised by that. Okay, let's move on. Number 11, biracials are advertised to by big companies on American television. Israelites are not advertised to by any company on advertising on television. And you can take that to the magazines as well and all, the books. No, they don't. biracials and Gentiles do not use Israelites, okay? As a rule, they do not. So what I'm saying is, somebody can say, well, I saw this black person. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe you did. But as a rule, you can watch TV for hours upon hours, and you won't see an Israelite on TV. But during all that time, you'll see biracials. Things that I've studied, looked at for hours. I've just studied and studied and studied for years. This is not off the top of my head. These are things that I have found to be so. Okay? Whether good or bad, I've found them to be so. This is what I see. King James Bible asks me the question, what do you see? And so I report on what I see. And these things that I see, you see also, because you are not going to see on American TV 24/7 Israelites. But on TV somewhere, you'll find biracials. Whether it's just in a commercial or in a program or whatever, you're going to find biracials. You know what I'm saying? So the distinction is clear, and I'm only just about halfway. So let me move on. Number 12, biracials are obviously in tandem with the Gentiles. Now, that's so important because I was so shocked to find this out, to realize this. I was really shocked, and I haven't gotten over it to this very day. Let me read it again. Number 12, biracials are obviously in tandem with the Gentiles when it comes to Israelites. Gentiles and biracials act against the Israelites. And that's what I'm showing. Whether it be the music studios, you know, biracials have music studios and all. They don't employ black people, not as far as going on stage and all, just as the Gentiles don't. Okay? Biracials are in the Congress, U.S. Congress, along with Gentiles and other people of other races, you know, but you don't find Israelites. And if there is an Israelite, he's not acting in support. He's not representing the Israelites. If there is one, if you can find one or two, but that's a big if. I haven't seen any so far. Not saying I've seen everyone, but the ones that they show, I haven't seen an Israelite. Okay, let's move on. But yeah, that was a big shocker for me to come to that realization. Wow. Biracials, and all you have to do is watch TV and the American government and all like that. Remember first biracial president and all? Biracials are obviously in tandem with the Gentiles. 13, biracials are big in the entertainment industry. Both Gentiles and biracials keep Israelites out of the entertainment industry. Some of them do. Gentiles and the biracials. Let's go on to 14. Biracials vote for biracials and Gentiles. I'll say that again. Biracials vote for biracials and Gentiles. Gentiles vote for Gentiles and biracials. Neither biracials nor Gentiles vote for Israelites. Check it out and see how many times it happened. 15, biracials may mimic and deride Israelites even as on TV. They may mimic and deride Israelites, but they do not follow Israelites. All you have to do is watch TV, watch the biracial programs, watch BET, watch Oprah's network. You know, just watch. These things are true by themselves. Yes. Israelites follow Gentiles. On the other hand, Israelites follow Gentiles and biracials. Israelites do not lead, follow. Israelites don't even see today how that the biracials when it comes to music and business and all like that, how did biracials exclude them? The average black person or Israelite does not see that. It happens all day, every day. And again, like I say, all you have to do is watch American TV. If you can't leave the house, watch TV. You'll see that these things are true. Okay. Number 16, ask a biracial to name a famous female artist, and they will do so easily. They'll do so easily when asked to name a famous female artist. Ask an Israelite, and it's going to be they're going to name one of their own. Of course, they are. Ask an Israelite to name a famous Israelite female artist, and they will easily name a famous biracial female artist. Easily. So I ask the question, do black people know do the Israelites know the difference between Israelite and biracial? Or let me put it in more understandable terms. Do black people know the difference between black people and biracial people? Because biracial people, it is evident that they respect that difference. Now, of course, when they're talking to their black or Israelite friends and people around them and all like that, of course they're going to, yeah, I'm black, you know, yeah, we all the same. Yeah, no, they know they're not the same. Don't seem to get it. And I'm not saying black people should hate them. I'm just saying, wake up. Wake up to reality. Don't be deceived. Remember earlier I said, brought up the word gullible? Israelites are gullible. They're gullible. If you're going to sell biracial records, then sell black people or Israelite records as well. If you're going to have and make famous biracials, then have and make famous Israelites as well. That's equal. So what do we get to? We see that there's no equality. This is not written down. I'm talking now, but it's a fact. Conclusion. We see that there is no equality between biracials and Israelites. No equality. That's what these things show. That when it comes to biracials and Israelites, or black people, Israelites, descendants of former slaves and all, there is no, even biracials are not descendants. Well, let me leave that alone right now, okay? And try to finish this. Number 17, biracials are not held in captivity in America. Israelites were scattered abroad Israelites are held in captivity in their enemy's land. If they weren't, then Israelites would have a homeland somewhere else. Okay? The thing speaks for itself. Number 18, biracials were not scattered abroad. Israelites, on the other hand, were scattered abroad, the remnant, were scattered abroad in their enemy's land. A noticeable difference. All of these are noticeable differences and things. Biracials came as immigrants and not as captive slaves. Mm-hmm. Okay. Biracials claim a biracial president. Israelites cannot make such a claim. Another conclusion. There is no shared history, when it comes to the biracials and Israelites. They have different histories. The two do not have, they don't share the same history. Just as they don't share the same privileges and things like that and rights and all now. There is no shared history between the two, concerning the two. No shared history. No shared history in recent times. That's what these things are talking about, these items. Okay. Number 20. Biracials have had one of their own in the role of astronaut. Remember him? Some years ago? Not that long ago, though. No Israelite is found among America's astronauts. We don't have the same history, even up to this very day and hour. And number 21, you can find biracial magazines on bookshelves in America. Israelite book cannot be found on any bookshelf in America. I'm talking about, you know, in the, what they call it, you know, you go to any book, any store, something like that. Okay. Maybe I can't explain that one well in the time that I have. So, but the other 20, because you can go to so-called black bookstores and probably find many books written by black people. But I'm talking about in the major, you know, bookstores and all like that. And maybe you can. So let's forget about number 21, okay? I admit that. Let's forget about 21. But what about all these other 20? All these other 20 that can clearly be seen by anyone and all. Okay. Okay, so I've given you a few conclusions that came out in the study. All of these can be considered conclusions, all of them. I just spoke on a few conclusions that are not on this list. But all of these, there's a conclusion. Israelites have no homeland. Biracials have a homeland. Biracials in America claim America as their homeland. And they can do that. They have a right to do that. I'm not knocking that, and I never will knock that. America is their homeland. Okay? But Israelites have no known homeland. That's the difference in the two. And the Israelites are not where they are by choice. If an Israelite thinks that he made a choice to live in America, you know, and his descendants, was taken up was a slave and all like that, an Israelite, then that individual does not know what they're talking about. So what I'm saying, even if the biracials have forgotten all this history of being taken away, snatched away, stolen away from their own homeland, even though they may have forgotten that, that does not exclude the fact. That does not make the fact invalid. The fact of the matter still stands. All right? So all of these things, biracials are unified, Israelites have no unity. All of these are conclusions that I found to be that I have found out. 20 conclusions, 20 juxtapositions, 20. Not 5, not 10, not 12, not 15, but 20. That's quite a bit. And those just came from the top of my head. Okay, I didn't review any notes or anything going way back and all like that. Those were just things I came up at one sitting. Said, let me write out some, because I probably wrote out one or two, and then I said, wow, let me write out some more. And so as I thought, I wrote. So just off the top of my head, I came up with 20 valid points, 20 valid conclusions showing the distinction, the differences between biracials in America and Israelites. I think that's good. And these things speak for themselves. you talk about equality and or Israelites and the Gentiles, the conclusion is there's no equality between biracials and Israelites, or black people, if you will, in America. That's huge. That's a huge signing. There is no equality. Now, some people may have already known that. I didn't know it. I found it out as I studied and looked and watched and listened. Okay. Follow me on Twitter. Always make Longhouse Archive your dwelling place. And do go by Amazon Bookstore and order from my great list of books there. Be sure to get the book, The Son of God Was Here With Me on Earth. Join me next time.